here today on 711-07104-000 Tango Properties. We're going to introduce ourselves. I'm Melinda Reynolds, Chairman of the Equalization Board.
Linda Mudgett.
Lillian Deere.
Kent Baker.
Jeff Stevens.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Phil Murphy, County Attorney.
Donna Beck, Chief Deputy Assessor.
Dale Walmsley, Total Assessment Solutions.
I'm Preston Robinson.
Greg Martin, Assessor's Office.
Will everybody that's going to be testifying, will they, Margaret and Sterling?
If you'll raise your right hand, Mr. Robinson. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
You ready? This is a little over 13 acre tract of land in East German and Bill Lucy. It has sat out there forever and ever and ever, I guess, it was soil coated. It was in the city, 13 acres, nobody was doing anything with it. It was purchased in 2015 for $810,000, which is $1.43 a foot. Since then, it's been leveled, cleared off. Imagine utilities have been run. You can see on the map that was handed out, they are putting 900 and plus mini storage units on there. I mean, every bit of this thing, in my opinion, is being used. Okay? I was digging around trying to find some sales, and I found one on 1030 Collier Lane. It was 1.91 acres, sold for $315,000 in 21. That's $3.74 a foot. Then if you go down and look on East German some more, there's another tract down there. It's 2.35 acres. It sold for $3.96 a foot. And right on the bottom right corner of the map you're looking at, you see the first couple letters for Rumker Lane, I believe it is. There's a track on the corner right there that sold for $400,000 or $2.30 a foot. If you look at the property record card, you'll see it says, I believe it's Oak Street 4, S. The S puts it, I'm sorry, yeah, it's at $4 a foot, but there's an adjustment of minus 50% because it is so far off of Oak Street. Back when we valued this, I wasn't aware of any sales on that road. Anybody have any questions?
What were the sizes of those tracks again that you're making reference to?
One's 4 acres, one was 2.35 acres, and one on Collier was not quite 2 acres. And that was at 379.
And these are built?
Pardon me?
They're built?
Yes, somebody has built on them already.
Okay, not like what I have, where nothing's been built.
Well, you've improved the land. You've improved the parcel. I mean, you're putting slabs all over on the parcel, right?
I have about 50% of them with slabs or 40%, but I have no utilities there. Pardon me, there's utilities in front of the buildings at this point, but nothing's hooked up. There's no electrical to the area. There's no water to the area, water as in water service with water meter.
Well, the sales I'm looking at are vacant land. The one on Collier does have a building built on it, but it was built after they bought the land in 21. They built a new building in 22.
But how close is this to this piece of property?
It's farther away than what I'd like, but if you hired a fee appraiser to do a fee work, he's probably going to look at that sale because there's not an abundance of sales right there on German or or Lower Ridge. I mean, it's just that there's, you know, the only sales I see are residential.
We had one sale on Rumpker and East German, is that right?
Right on the corner, yep.
Okay, and when did it sell?
7/23.
Hey, Dale, just a question. The subdivision that's sitting next to this property.
Right.
And across the street from that was all developed since. All that was blank land that was sold.
Right.
And then redeveloped. Do we have the cost of that land?
What it sold for?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not look that up.
Okay.
I mean.
That was developed after.
We might get a point over here.
Hobbiton.
Ms. Reynolds, you may want to give Mr. Robinson a chance to address the EQ board with any concerns he may have. He has questions, but he hasn't really been given the opportunity to make his case before the board yet.
You can address us and make your case, present your case.
I can't remember the first one I talked to. Maybe it was Dale.
Yes.
That it was the fact that it was platted, and when it was platted, that's what caused it to be changed to this 513 Oak 8S.
That and the fact that you started improving it is what changed the land value.
Okay. Well, I mean, the improvements there, there's nothing in the way of income-producing property on there. There's no income coming from that property, in contrast to, you know, the pieces that you were making reference to, that there are self-storage facilities there and they're generating income.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow all that. What you're saying, the sales I use have income-producing property on them?
Isn't that correct, what you were making reference to?
Two of them are vacant. One that sold when it was vacant. It now has a new collision center on it. I mean, I'm comparing vacant land to vacant land.
Okay. Again, the location is a big issue here.
True.
I mean, I look at the piece of property that's directly to the south there. There's some residential houses, I believe, that are rental houses on that. And if you look at just the value of the land for that, that's 31 cents a square foot.
What's
on
the
opposite
on
side
that?
Of Bill Lucy.
What's the address on that?
I can show you this piece of paper right here.
So this is a residential piece of land?
Well, it has houses on it. It has multiple houses.
Okay. We don't price all the land the same. You know, residential land is residential, it's zoned residential. You go in and zone something commercial, you zone something industrial, you zone something multifamily, they're all different.
I'm just looking at what I'm gathering away of information here.
But I mean, if that's got residential houses on it, I mean,
it's called out as a C513 AD, a C513 BA. I don't know what that means. All I'm just doing is comparing across the street. That's 31 cents a square foot.
That's acreage. What they do when they have a bunch of acreage, we can't price all the acreage market value because we price all the farmers well out of business. So what they do is they take 1 acre for AB, which is baseline, and they put a value on that, and then the AD is adjacent lots. That's anything over an acre up to 5.
Okay. Again, I'm just looking at the property around. I'm trying to get within the area right there at Bill Lucy and East German.
That is that piece of property you have right there is probably, is that the, is it this one? Yeah, they have residential land price on it, which is acreage. And like I say, 1 acre, you know, they could have 1 acre base at 20,000 and the rest of the land, 3, 4, 2 acres, whatever, at 10,000 an acre.
Yeah, it's 55,000 for the whole total.
For all the land, right.
For all the land.
So you got 1 acre baseline here. It doesn't say how much that is. And then 3 acres, let's say, because see, this could be 25,000 and 10,000. I don't know without looking it up.
Again, I'm just looking at what's right there adjacent. Right. There was all these other various pieces that I pulled together too that varied in price. Again, these are comparable sizes. You know, they're 10 acres plus.
Okay.
Some of them go to 30. I mean, this one here is 6/10 of a cent per acre. That is 3 cents. This one is 7, and they're all right there in that immediate area there.
But you're comparing residential to commercial.
Commercial, yeah.
Well, it suddenly became commercial, I guess, when I got a building permit. Is that the way it's defined?
Somewhere along the line, it was platted.
Right. I had to do that to get a building permit.
It was sent to the county, and it changed. If you go in and look on the zoning, it's not zoned residential.
Well, it never was zoned residential. I think it was farm originally.
It might have been.
Yeah.
A lot of Conway was farm here until a while back.
Mr. Reeves, can you look something up for me?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that the one that you asked about sold for $320,000 for 7.95 acres at 18.
Did you get that thing working?
Yeah, finally.
Okay.
Okay, just north of there, out of the photo of the aerial that we have here, there's like a large tract with a commercial building. Is that inside city limits? And
no, that's rural. 401. You're talking about where the man made
the stone?
Yeah, the
marble.
Stone place.
Yeah,
okay, that's
place.
Outside
it's
city.
Urban or rural.
It's outside city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind. That won't help.
And no water is accessible on this property, correct?
I have no water service at this time. There's no water meter set. There's no electrical meter set at this point. I'm just merely looking at everything that's comparable within that general area there. I mean, directly across the street is the apartment complex. That is priced at $1.50.
Currently, yes.
When you say currently,
it'll be changing next year. A lot of land is going to change next year.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Because people are selling it for more and more all the time. The land in Faulkner County it just keeps going up. I keep thinking it's going to level out, but it just keeps going up.
And is it fair to say this is kind of a windfall for the county?
My job is to try to put things on market value, whether the county makes money or not. Now, I don't care about that.
makes money.
Taxes more. However you want to say it.
Wow.
I mean, all I can do is follow the market.
That's your job.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, the dollar amount here of $11,000 for something that generates no income, there's no income there, is just a hard pill to swallow.
How many units are you going to have on this land when it's all finished?
I don't even remember. But no. I have a drawing. I'm sorry. I just don't keep those numbers in my head.
The sign on East German says 900 plus.
There you go.
But it's not there yet.
No.
No.
Yeah, I understand.
There was income and I could see a value to that, then we probably wouldn't be having this discussion.
Okay. So in April of 15, you gave $810,000 for 13 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And since then, until this year, it has been soil coated.
Say again?
It has been put on a soil coating system.
I'm not familiar with that terminology.
Well, it's something that state law makes us do. If it's over 5 acres, we've got to look what's on the property, whether it's pasture, timber, crop, whatever, and put a very small value on it. I mean, if you, Jeff, you got a card on that? What was the past land value?
About 2,600.
$2,600. That was the value that we had on it for years and years and years.
Until
it was platted.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always looked at it, if you have 100 acres and you take 10 acres and say, I want to zone this, I want to plat this, you're changing the use right then and there, period.
Which when he purchased it, then it changed over to the commercial.
No.
Right? Okay. It
no,
okay.
I didn't in the subdivision.
Okay.
Only when
it
got platted by the city made them plat it for.
Okay.
To get a permit.
From Mr. Robinson, when the city made you plat this, as far as it didn't change the size of the tract, it's still in its original shape. They just made you come in and make basically a one lot. Subdivision, am I correct on that?
You say subdivision, they may be platted.
Well, one lot plat.
Correct.
Okay, so that platting was just part of their, even though it's 13 acres, part of their regulation to.
Correct.
To rezone you. That happened when you got rezoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm nodding my head. Say rezoned also. You know, subdivision and rezone.
It all rolled together.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Yes, it was because of the city.
Okay. Is there anything else?
That's it. I just wanted to bring up what I could see in the adjoining properties there that are right there.
If you go on Oak Street, east of the interstate, there's some houses still in there that we have priced a residential land value, but the lot next door to it might be $8 a square foot. That's because of the law. If it's a residential use, you got to put a residential price on it. When it gets changed is when you price it differently. So a lot of that stuff you're looking at is going to fall under the law that says this is residential use, period.
This is a state law.
You believe so?
Yeah, the value and use assessment.
Value and use, right.
Yeah, it's not highest and best. on far as assessments. It's far as on assessments, it's not like an appraisal, which would be highest and best use. Like they could say, okay, well, this house is on 2 acres, it's better used as a commercial and valued accordingly. But what we have to do, if you got a residential, you know, house, someone's living there, it's not commercial use, we have to value, even though it's like it's, say it's on Oak Street, which is commercial use, but there's someone living in the house there, that's not, the house is not the highest and best use for that. A vacant commercial lot would be more valuable than the house. So we have to value it as a residential, what it's actually being used for at the time, not what it could be or could be used for.
I'm not that familiar with Conway, but I do know Oak Street.
Yeah, that's the reason I used Oak Street.
It's kind of a boom.
That's how kind of Oak Street, Prince Street, you had some residential areas.
Sure.
That over the years, has they got rid of the houses and put gone commercial, or some of the houses have gone commercial. So I was kind of using that as a, like, for example, if someone was living on Oak Street, their home was on Oak Street, and got all these commercial buildings out in front of them, beside them, behind them, even though it's highest and best use would be commercial. Vacant lot, highest and best use for a higher value would be a vacant commercial lot. We don't value it that way. We have to value it by its use. And say at this time it's residential, so that would be valued residential. And this is, and on what's happened with Mr. Robinson's track here, the city thing used to, they changed something I wasn't aware of, and it may have been several years ago that they changed it. Used to, if you had this size of a lot and it's in its same configuration since certain date, they wouldn't require you to plant this, but maybe it's changed since that certain date. But this track right now, his use, related to my opinion, doesn't change till next year. Even though it got platted for this technical reason of City of Conway. And that, you know, and you may want me, board may want me to excuse myself, because I had issues.
Can I
say
something?
Up here in City of
Conway. Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
We've never done that before. I've never done that before. If you change the zoning, especially you change the zoning and go in there and start improving the lot, it changes to commercial.
Okay. But
waiting until something is built, I mean, how are you going
to
do that?
Well, I'm fixing to say
that. For an example, he goes in, he's got 13 acres of slabs scattered all over the place. He goes in and finishes two of them, leaves the other slabs there. So are you going to piece it out?
Yeah, what I'm referring to is, okay, if this plat, if the city hadn't required them to do this one lot, I'm understanding that it's one lot plat. Is this one lot to this plat?
Yeah.
That was kind of a technical reason on the city's part that they required him to do. And if that hadn't, if that wasn't happened, if part of the rezoning was platting this track into one lot, we would hold off if, say, the plat didn't happen, but still this property was able, in past he was able to rezone this.
If he went in, if they hadn't rezoned it or platted it and he just sat there, if I drove by it, Sharice drove by it,
you would be
Chrissy
at,
drove by it,
you would be looking at,
I'm
next
looking at,
year,
and they're
year
in there running dozers around.
Yeah, but you would, as far as the land value itself, you wouldn't change that until you picked up the buildings, correct?
No.
Say that again.
I would think, what I'm thinking is that, you know, this tract of land itself hasn't been subdivided or anything since, well, who knows? I'm not sure how long this land has been in this configuration. But but it's been platted as one lot.
Were you still working at Pulaski County when the farmer came in there and he platted out all the land out there at the Port Authority?
And laid it out in multiple lots?
You bet.
Okay, this is saying, okay,
he had a flat.
That's what I'm saying. This, in reality, even though it's been platted, it had one lot, in a sense, it hadn't really changed, just by being platted, other than being known as lot one, is what I'm saying. And I'm seeing something totally different than everybody else.
I'm seeing what you're seeing.
Okay.
And I'm not.
I understand what you're saying. I have never done it that way. I don't know anybody that's ever done it that way.
Well, I'm saying I can see changing it if it got subdivided. If it's subdivided, like say into three tracks, for example.
If he bought that land and turned around and put three tracks and started selling it.
Okay, then that would have, to me, okay.
I mean, the dozers haven't even come in yet. He started selling it for commercial use. What would you do then?
Well, if it's replatted, what I'm referring to, the reason this got platted is a technical thing that City of Conway has been doing for years, and nothing's changed on the property, even though the use is in the process of changing. Like next year, it will have a commercial use. But at the time of the planting, and it was still the same property it had been, you know, large vacant track. And let's see, when was it planted? 22.
Let me ask you this. Who changed the zoning and when did it change?
I don't have in front of me. I don't have a plat.
Well, what I'm saying is, somebody asked the zoning to be changed.
Yeah, but
the
what
city
I'm
required it in order to start building. The city
well,
used
right.
not do
okay.
that.
Right. What I'm asking.
So either okay. way,
did we okay? If it had not okay, well, to me the filing of the plat itself is a technical issue for city planning. And it hadn't, so if they didn't have that issue of wanting to see it as a flat, something they understand lot, they don't understand this is an acreage track, it doesn't understand it's this part of the section. They want to see something in a map.
So if the city didn't do it, but it got rezoned, what would
okay, if it, okay, if it got rezoned and we're not putting, there's no buildings put on for 23, would we revalue the land?
By the law, no.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get to.
It's still over 5 acres vacant land, right?
Yeah, because it was still 5 acres of vacant land for 2022, and he's in the process of getting his buildings out there. So, what I'm kind of alluding to, I think we may have jumped a year already.
Mm-hmm. We're putting it on for 23, are we not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
22 was $2,600?
Yeah, well, I understand, yes, it was worth more than that, but
right.
due to our way we have to value, it has farmland.
Right.
And so basically we had a big heavy pasture out there.
When was
it? Was
when was it platted? Was it platted in 22?
22.
Yeah,
22.
So
it was platted in 22 and the zoning changed in 22.
Okay.
And when did you start leveling the land? In 22 or 23?
I think in 22.
What I thought.
Do you remember Mr. Robinson?
It was probably right after I got the...
Okay.
Well, I didn't do anything until really after I got the permit.
Okay.
So, I mean, everything points to value in 23, I think.
We have a lot of one lot plants.
Okay, they may have changed something over the years that I wasn't aware of, and to me this is a technical thing. done in years past.
Yeah, they've done quite a bit.
And they don't even understand.
Yeah.
When you go in and have a large lot or plat, they don't understand east half, west half. They only see one, two, or A and B.
It's the city wanting to just push something in order to get something started to build.
Yeah.
Same way with the old airport. Land just sold out there for $2.2 million, about the same size track. So that's fixing to get developed as well.
Yeah, so I'm just going to throw...
No, but they're fixing to kick the dirt.
My opinion may not be get a second, but I think we should have waited till 24 when we put the buildings on to make any kind of change to the one. But that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, you might want to go ahead and just make a motion.
So that's what I meant. Was this is my motion.
But
I may not get a second.
You need to put a value on it.
Okay, that for 23, we return it to the 22 value.
If a piece of land is sold and rezoned in Faulkner County, we don't change it until they put a building on it. Is that right?
Okay.
I mean, that's what you did.
No. Well.
And that's going. I'm not going to be around more than 2 years.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to do in the future.
Yeah. Is what I'm saying. If this had not been platted, and it's platted in technical use, if it had not been platted, we had changed it just because of our rezoning.
If we'd have noticed them putting, you know, bull
for the year
and build start, you know, putting, yeah, I'm going to change it.
Okay.
But what you're saying,
okay, I didn't.
Is what is down on Oak Street where they had Lynn's car stuff back in there?
Done.
All that Lynn's stuff.
Yeah.
They're building.
Done. This is, I'm sorry.
They're building out in front.
Oh, we can talk about this off the record. But
okay, yeah, I guess this is off the record.
No, should it be off the record? I'm just trying to.
Yes. The case has been decided.
Yeah.
At this point, Dale, if you have a personal issue, then we can take that up later on. But
no, I don't have a personal
issue. This is on this particular case.
Yeah.
They've decided. And so...
I'm saying future.
The future is something that doesn't deal with this particular case. So...
Okay. The value will go from... back to 2022 value, which is 540.
You need this back, please.
That's it for today.
I move we adjourn for the day.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 29th?
29th.